Hey, man, you're listening to TagCast Podcast.
Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast Podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Here's how I start a party.
Ned, are you whacking it again? Ned.
Kinda.
Ned.
We have died. And you are listening to the obituary of the TagCast Podcast, episode 431. I am Gat. Trust me is Terry. And welcome. It is Monday.
And the cause of death is unknown, but that's the name of this song.
Nice.
Hey, yes, it is Monday, and welcome to it. We hope you had a good weekend. I hope you got your mother something cool because it was Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude, you forget? Damn it. Should have got him like a Frank Zappa poster.
I think today's my mom's birthday, actually.
Well, then you can always just wait until today and then just say, I couldn't make two trips and I'm killing two birds with one stone. And here you go, Mom.
Yeah, the 13th. Happy birthday, Mom.
All right. Cool. Happy birthday, Mom. We'll get to more celebrity birthdays later. Because your mom is a big celebrity, I know.
She is.
In Lebanon. So, yeah, that was the first family joke of the episode. let's see here. What did I have to say? Oh, yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with... he's not on this album, but he wrote a lot of the material. Alan West used to be a guitarist for Obituary. He was also in the band Massacre and 6 Feet Under. He was actually a founder of Obituary when they used to be called Executioner.
Really?
And then he had some alcohol problems. He dropped out of the band in about 2005 because he couldn't stay sober enough to play. Then he proceeded to get 5 DUIs and go to prison in 2007. And then, just the other day, his house got raided and there was a meth lab in it. Yep, Alan West, Obituary guitarist, raided with a meth lab by the cops that he called on himself. He called the cops on himself. This actually qualifies for crazy Floridian story because he is from Florida.
Yeah.
And he is no longer in any he's in jail right now. He called the cops to his house from his cell phone in the woods behind his house saying that someone had kicked his door in and they were in his house. And I need you guys to go in there and search my house. And then when they got in the house,
well,
the cops smelled
it. Might have been a little bit paranoid, you think?
I think, yeah. He might have forgot that he had the meth lab in there because when the cops got in, they said they smelled a very strong acidic odor coming from the master bedroom.
I was freaking out.
I know, dude. Poor dude. So, yeah. And, dude, other shit's going crazy. And ever since Jeff Hanneman died, rest in peace, did you hear about the guy from As They Lay Dying?
I did.
Dude, he's supposed to be a Christian.
I thought that, but I don't know the band that well.
They have
I read in the article said it was Christian leaning band.
Yeah, they're like Creed kind of.
They don't promote it or.
But they sing about, they don't sing about death and Satan. But the music sounds like it, but they're not singing about, I love Jesus, yes I do. They're just singing a more positive message, some relationship stuff, because even people that are Christians have relationships.
What?
Their big hit was called 96 Hours, and it was about...
It was about half of the James Franco movie?
No, it was Kiefer Sutherland times 3, 24,
72-0. It was close. Anyway, 96 hours apparently how long it took him to stop crying after he broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that, though. He hired a undercover cop.
Yeah, when you want to hire...
So it's pretty damning.
When you want to hire someone to kill your ex-wife, you should not hire an undercover cop. Come on, Tim. And I don't know if you know of his other band. They're called Austrian Death...
I don't know of them, but I know what you're talking about.
Austrian,
I heard of them.
Yeah,
Death Camp,
Austrian Death Mark, something. I don't know, but
not important.
Yeah, so he does all the instruments and all the vocals, and he sings all of his songs like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
and all the hiring.
And the firing, and he has a song called "Get to the Chopper," and a song about a. Ride my motorcycle! And they're all sang in a death metal voice, but as if Arnold Schwarzenegger was.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
You don't know about Austin? They're pretty big, and they have like 5 albums, and As They Lay Dying has like,
that was kinda like
8 albums, and he also has his own studio and produces a handful.
Those guys are big. I know As I Lay Dying, I mean, I'd never, you know, go into it.
I got their first album when it came out because they were kind of part of that whole...
The name is kind of emo-ish.
Yeah.
Like emo metal.
It is. It's got too many words in it. And
it's like, as I...
It's from a Faulkner poem or book or something, you know. So they're trying to be kind of a...
I mean, you know, I'm not saying anything about their music. I'm just, you know,
why not?
I don't know anything about their music.
It's actually, the first album was pretty good, even though they're kind of a... core, whatever you want to, whatever
yeah,
kind
that's
of
what
core
I hear.
They're
like a core,
but they don't sing. They don't say, "Well, I love my mama."
All right,
yeah.
They don't go that route.
No, they just do bare voices, like kind of like Lance. Oh yeah, so I'm looking here, and it says that the guy from Obituary, his lab has been dismantled, and he's being held on $40,000 bond at the Sumter County Jail in Bushnell, Florida.
Hmm.
So bummer, dude. As the deputies begin to question him. Another deputy discovered some of the above items had been removed and placed in an igloo cooler, the above items being glassware. West advised the deputies that he hid the items in the cooler to avoid getting in trouble. He told the cops that.
Wow.
He said they were cooking it, and he totally confessed, and that he had smoked meth in his home as recently as 2 weeks ago. Man, he just totally came clean.
As recently as.
Yeah. So, could that be more recent?
I smoked meth a couple weeks ago in here, but since then, nothing.
It's just like, maybe. But, and while we're speaking of crazy, well, not crazy, but we're speaking of metal news here. Looking here, there's a headline on metalsucks.com, which doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Hanneman, Slayer says they will continue without Jeff Hanneman.
Mm-hmm. Turned out it was cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah,
alcohol related.
Have the cause of death has been released.
Hey,
I know, that's why I did the full circle there. Obituary cause of death. Jeff Hanneman's cause of death. Obituary's cooking crank, and Tim Lambesis from As They Lay Dying is hiring cops to kill his wife.
I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
All right, what cause of death would you like to see happen to Jim Furyk?
Dude, I don't even know who that guy is. He must be a professional golfer, though, but I would like to...
He is.
I would like to take a pair of needle-nose pliers and pull his fingernails off one by one, and then I'm going to take his fucking fancy putter that he has, and I'm going to fucking wrap it around his neck hole.
Oh, man. And then one of those guys where you go into, like, the last hole with, like, a one-point lead, and then no matter what, he sinks some crazy putt, you don't even have a chance?
I'm stuck on a skins play. Against Jim Furyk, so if you don't get the skin, it rolls over, and then all of a sudden you got this next holes for five skins. So, like, we're going toe-to-toe, and he's good, and I'm good, and we're just, neither one of us is
tension
better.
Tension is building.
And then at the end, like, on the seventh hole, because it's only like a nine-hole deal, because some of them are a full 18 holes, but so this is a nine-hole deal. We get to the seventh hole, and he takes the skins, which is like seven skins, and then I have no
automatic win.
Yeah. So, and then at the end they say, you know, if you split, if you half the hole, then they keep going until.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to see if it would build up again, because I thought maybe I could build up seven and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, when I could beat him, I would tie him just to see if I could
and then it doesn't give you any extra skins. It just, you're always playing for one, no matter how many times you go over. So I was up till like 4 in the morning on Saturday night trying to beat Jim Furyk.
Yeah, that's gonna... There's some tough challenges on those games.
Yeah, and I haven't went to the career challenge thing where you can see the calendar. And you
that's,
can,
yeah.
You could never finish.
It's like, I don't know, on the 08, but on one of them it was 10 years.
This must be at least 10 years.
Yeah, a 10-year season, and then every...
month, there's at least 6 or 8 games.
Well, there's one every weekend, yeah, but it's all 4 rounds every weekend, so yeah. You're playing like 100 to 200 rounds per season.
That's impossible.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to get to the end of the Tiger Woods challenge where yeah. It's got all these like honeycomb looking configurations of things you have to do, and I'm at the last round one, and then there's 3 little ones that go straight off, and I'm pretty sure that's where I have to beat Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I just had a drive of 378 yards.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I know. I beat him on the drive, but then I have trouble like if I'm at the edge of the green. On my old, yeah, because they won't let you putt. They won't let you use a putter from unless you're on the green.
Oh, really?
I used to putt from the fringe all the time on that piece of shit Nintendo sports thing.
Yeah.
The Wii Sports, but I don't know. I can't let it get me down. I just,
Do a little small little chip.
I smoked a couple bong hits and forgot about it and then read some more of my Stephen King book.
All right on.
But yeah, other than that, what'd you do over the weekend?
I did a lot of mixing. Some bowel movements.
Been working on the dudes chilling. That's right. Cool.
And Jared came over and recorded some Sick Daddy stuff.
Tom Topic.
And some Tom Topics.
Where's that going on, dudes chilling, just in between?
Sure. Yeah. I got some today if you want to play some today.
I put one. That one was like only 16 seconds.
Yeah.
Ears. People have them.
Yep.
All right,
people have them.
That's pretty good.
I'm like, all right. Yeah. Well, that's, what more can you say after that?
Yep. Friday, I went to a birthday party. It's actually Jaden's birthday yesterday on Sunday, but we had a birthday party early over at his mom's house, and it just ended up being a fucking weird debacle. Because everybody was late. She had told some people that it was Saturday. It was actually Friday, and she couldn't remember what she told people.
Oh.
Jaden was super tired. It was like 4 o'clock when he got there, and he's used to having a nap in the afternoon. You could tell he hadn't had a nap. He was rubbing his eyes, but he was still playing and having fun. The mom looked like she really needed to take a nap too. She was running around like a chicken with her head cut off.
She was rubbing her eyes.
Oh, she wasn't rubbing her eyes. She was rubbing everything else. And she was having a yard sale because she had a bunch of stuff that she's trying to sell because that's just what those kind of people do. And so people were pulling in off the highway because she lives right on Highway 20 in between Lebanon and the Sweet Home. And people are coming in and realizing that it's just basically a bunch of tweaky junk. And no one's really paying attention to taking money.
Dime
anyways.
Store dishes.
Oh, it's like, oh, someone's trying to clear out their barn. Hey, look at this.
They call American Pickers.
Yeah, come on out. No, there was nothing good. I picked all through it. But yeah, so then we got him on Saturday morning, so we've had him over the weekend. I think his mom's going to come get him today. So yeah, had a little birthday party fun. What did we do? Oh,
pin the
dude,
tail on the donkey?
No, but I pinned the tail on my fucking thumb. Look at that.
You do that.
I was trying to attach a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles tablecloth to a table because we were outside and it was a little bit windy. So they gave me some of those old school silver thumbtacks, brand new, right out of the box.
Uh-huh, with the flat heads?
Yeah. And so I'm the weld broke right around the shaft and I had full pressure pushing up. And so the shaft busted through the top of the push part and it just impaled my thumb at least half of the length of attack, and it would not stop bleeding. It was pretty awesome because it was a kid's birthday party, and I was bleeding like a stuck thumb. It just kept running. I mean, it was dripping off of my hand.
Uh-huh.
I haven't bled like that never.
I'm going to go all Arrested Development and go, that's why you don't buy cheap tacks.
That's right, and you don't put paper Ninja Turtle tablecloths on hardwood tables and try to fucking thumbtack a thumb in there. Or wait. Thumb a thumbtack. I don't know, but my thumb fucking hurts. And then last night, I'm golfing, and I'm having to use my thumb. A lot of it's some trigger action on the Wii.
Yeah.
But in order to get the spin, you got to push a certain direction and then shake. And
I was never really...
Then I noticed there was blood on the controller.
Ooh.
So I played that game till my fingers bled.
Wow.
Well, my thumb.
It was the spring of 13.
That's right. Got some Tiger Woods 08 and played it till my thumb bled.
But yeah, that was fun. And then we were going to go to a thing on Mother's Day over at our friend's house because Jaden's little girlfriend. He's only 3 and he's got a girlfriend.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Big pimp, and she's 2.5 though, so it's kind of cradle robbing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When you're that little, 6 months makes a big difference.
It does. It does. You know, I mean, I always say if there's 5 years difference from you, at one point you were 6 and she was 1.
And I'm calling them 3. 3 and 2.5. I hate those mothers that call their kids like it's a prison sentence. Oh, he's 32 months. No, no, no. He's 2.5, almost 3. I heard a lady say once that her kid was 42 months old.
Like, what?
Why don't you just say he's 4, you stupid hoe? Because
yeah,
it's not quite
even
4.
3.5.
48, because it's not 3.5. It's right in, but
yeah.
It's not 3/4. It's not 5/8. Mm-hmm. It's like 7/12, which is a weird...
Those guys are counting every day.
Yeah, just like a prison inmate.
That's what they should. They should go, oh, he's 1,434 days old.
Yeah, what'd you get him? Well, I mean, what sentence did he get? Oh, he got 4.5 years.
Did you hear that?
No, you mean 54 months? Yes, he got 54 months. Did I hear what? I probably made you forget what you were saying.
No, there was that one lady got arrested. Or she got sentenced, right?
Which one lady?
Guilty, the one that killed her boyfriend or husband or whatever. The big old trial that's been going on. I don't know her name because I don't watch it either.
The latest news story I heard was about those 3 girls in Cleveland that got found that were...
Oh, yeah. That's been sensationalized.
I know.
I mean, I'm...
It's a movie come true.
You know, well, that stuff goes on. I mean, there was that one thing a while back where the guy kept his daughters in the...
Yeah.
In the basement. I mean...
And the weird thing about fucking the media and television and stuff like that and tragedies like that, like, oh, this could have been a movie. Oh, this is going to be a movie. You know this
well,
is going to...
Well, now
it's gonna
any
be a movie.
Story like that can tag based on a true story
and then
or
you can
inspired
say, well,
by true events.
He was inspired by this other killer who they made a movie about because he got to watch the movie and he saw all aspects of the killer and then he embraced all that and then he takes it upon himself to be that person and then he gets caught and then they make a movie about him.
Isn't the
they
biggest
make a movie?
Yeah,
make a movie.
Isn't the biggest star out of this though? Is the neighbor right? Because he's
Charles
all
Charles. What's his name? Not Barkley.
He's I don't know. I've seen very small bits of
and
it.
And now
apparently he's like all
now you
he
know
was all
doing?
Goofy.
Oh yeah, and he's like they go, you want a reward for this? And he's like, I get a paycheck. I guess he has a job. I was like, well, at first I thought, is he a cop? Because he gets no, he's just a neighbor. And now. Now they're fucking bringing up his criminal past in the news.
Oh, it's weak.
I know. You
well,
got,
how long ago was it? Was it like 3 months ago? Or
fuck, I don't know, but it's like you got politicians who have bad records and they still get elected to Congress just because, I don't know. It's
yeah,
just,
should he not be allowed to be the hero that he is?
Nope, he was in jail one time, so don't be saving your neighbors.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. If you see a girl on all fours naked with a dog collar on scratching at the window, just pretend that it's
yeah,
a fetish.
Yeah, you don't want your shit being drug up.
No, no. I saw 3 girls in the backyard and the cops came and they're like, oh, they weren't there. Later.
Speaking of politicians, there's something finally that Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all agree on in a poll.
What?
They all hate Justin Bieber.
Oh, cool.
That was actually a poll of adults and Republicans, Democrats, and Independents agreed.
Well, at least we could be solidified by something.
Yeah, yeah.
The Biebster, who I don't really know what's going on with him right now, but it's got to be something crazy because it's been a little while since I heard anything about him. He had weed and a taser on his bus. He had a monkey that he couldn't keep, and he wanted to give it away.
He had a monkey on his back, and then the Germany took it, and then he got another one on his back, and then he forgot about the one.
Yep. It's a sad situation.
We were talking about books last week, the Tiki Tiki Tembo, that's what it's called.
Yeah, you sent me a link, but I forgot to click to see if it was a free book.
No, it's like $4.99 on Kindle.
Well, I should
you might be able to find it, I mean, just a cheap copy.
I could get it. I just wanted to get it so I could read it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure, you remember that when I was looking that one up, I saw another classic one just from the cover that I remember, Five Chinese Brothers.
I don't remember that one.
It was like there was five, the cover was Five Chinese Brothers, like big and then into the small. And then I think the plot was like, I'm getting confused with the, well, one of them was sentenced to death. The youngest was sentenced to death and the four other brothers had to save him. And I was thinking, man, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
We're like,
that's why I was like, whoa, he was sentenced to death.
It's something. I read a basic small little review and then it I remembered it's like, yeah, that kind of sounds right. And then
didn't Tiki die?
I don't know.
I think that was kind of dark. Like they didn't save him because it took too long to say his name.
Well, where the wild things
where are they?
That was a children's book and that was very dark.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of dark books back in those days, and I don't know if...
now they got, 20 years ago, then they had Goosebumps. Which
yeah,
were the
and
dark
then there was Captain Underpants, and now that's... You remember that?
No, but that reminds me of something funny.
That
what's
was
Captain
like
Underpants?
Around Matt's, when he was younger, it was a series of books for school kids, like 6th to 8th grade or whatever. It was about a guy in his underpants, I guess, running around school and being Captain Underpants. And now they're starting to pull those books off the library shelves at school, I heard. I
wouldn't doubt it because he's running around in his underwear.
Uh-huh.
So I recently got, it was on sale at Walmart, a big hardback bound skinny kids book, like the golden books that they have for little kids. And it was a SpongeBob SquarePants book. And the premise of the book, which I've read several times to our godson, is it's laundry day at Bikini Bottom, and they're going to do some laundry. And so he got Gary's clothes and all of his square pants, and he put them in the dryer after he washed them. And then he forgot about them, and all of his pants shrunk. So he had to go. None of them could fit him, so he had to go to the store. But they were all out of square pants. So then he tried all these different kinds of pants, and then he finally...
Trying to fit a square in a round hole, right?
So he got some round pants, and then all of a sudden he was SpongeBob round pants. And then when Patrick saw him, he tried to talk to Patrick, and he goes, I don't know who you are, but you're not SpongeBob, because SpongeBob wears square pants. Now get away from me, you stranger. And then that girl who's a chipmunk or whatever, uh-huh. Sally, she wouldn't talk to him either because uh-huh. he had wrong pants. So then he went to get work at the restaurant there, the Krusty Krab, because, SpongeBob worked there, but SpongeBob SquarePants worked there. So anyway, I'm taking too long. So at the end, Mr. Krusty Krab, he's so mad because SpongeBob's fucking shit up, and he's like, well, I'm sorry. He's like, I'm SpongeBob Round Pants. And he's like, well, you can't be him, so take those pants off. And so then he takes his, this is the end of the book, he takes his pants off at work. And he goes, looks like I'm SpongeBob Underpants now. And that's the end. And the kid thinks that's super funny.
Yeah, so he's in Walmart. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, look at me, Mom. I'm
Jaden Underpants.
Yep. I'm Jaden No Pants. I'll take it a step further because that's...
I'm Jaden, check out my wee-wee no pants. Because he has learned now to pee without, he went pee today without even asking us. He's like, I'm going to take I gave him a sticker. He put the sticker on his thing, and then he's like, this is garbage. I'm going to go put this in the garbage can. He actually, I mean, he doesn't talk that, but he says all the words. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Within the last month, he's went from leaving out all of his conjunction, or whatever they are, conjunctions,
mm-hmm.
and now he like says full sentences all of a sudden. He's like, I'm going
and
to
take
this.
And it sounds like he's having fun with it if he's...
He likes to say that stuff. Yeah, he goes, I'm going to take this to the garbage can. I said, cool, thanks. And then it was taking him a little bit longer than it should, so I went in there to see, and he was just in the bathroom peeing. I was like, Jaden. He's like, I'm peeing. And I was like, okay.
All right on.
You're peeing. You're not peeing all over everything, are you? Like, I peed in the bathroom. Not in the toilet, but in the bathroom.
I always aim at the sink, and then I hit the toilet.
Yeah. Especially if you just woke up, you got sleep in your eye and sleep you got sleep in your penis.
Yep.
And then, and then it just goes.
Oh, that would be weird.
Don't you get sleep in your penis sometimes?
Like little crusties?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
How many of you listeners get sleep in your penis and then you have to brush it out or else you pee sideways? Like Jim Carrey and me, myself and Irene.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day, not on the air, but about piss boners.
Yeah, I think
that
I missed
kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to try to, because I thought that most people have heard that, and you hadn't. Not that exact term.
No, I thought the term was a cool punk band name.
Yeah, and my wife is the one that actually introduced me to that. So we were talking about Morning Wood.
Morning Wood Records.
She's like, oh, you woke up with a piss boner? And I was like, what? She's like, did you woke up with a piss boner? And I said, I woke up with wood, like ZZ Top would say. Mm-hmm. I woke up with wood. Which, that's funny that that's even a song. With my TV dinner. Okay, and then I was like, well, she's like, did you have to pee? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess, but I always have to pee. Kinda. When you wake up, that's kind of the first thing you do when you get up and pee. And she's like,
"That's why you wake up."
She's like, "Yeah, that's why your penis was hard, because you had a piss boner, because it's a natural reaction of your body to engorge your penis with blood when you have to pee, because then that kind of blocks off your urethra a little, Aretha Franklin a little bit."
Whoa. I'd never thought about that.
Well, yeah, because it gets all engorged and then it pushes on. It's kind of like doing the pee-pee dance.
Yeah, or I see. It's a natural defense, so you don't piss yourself.
Yeah, and kids don't get boners as much as grown-ups.
But that's why you lose continence and as you go grow later.
Yeah, because you don't get no piss boners.
Yeah, you can't get a boner, and so you just start pissing yourself.
And I don't know how it works for ladies, but maybe their clit just swells up really big and blocks. You got a swollen clit, it blocks your pee hole. I got you. I got Dustin with an asthma attack. Hey,
they do have to have their, has to be something on that end.
Got to be something on that end.
Listeners, call us.
I'm just saying whatever you say now from the rest of the show.
Did you know? We've been talking about names the last few episodes. Did you know in the 90s there was a popular influx of babies, both boys and girls, named Infant?
That's ridiculous. That's like naming your kid Baby.
Yeah.
Hey, Baby.
Yeah. And Infant.
What would be really odd would be to name your baby Toddler.
Yeah, what happens when it gets above 3?
I don't know.
And then you're like, hey, infant, shut up. No, I'm just calling you your name. Oh, sorry.
I'm not a baby. I know, infant, come here. Maybe you just call him Fant. Fant. Or Inf.
Inf.
Would that have to be a shorter nickname for Infant?
Infant. Or just Fan. You just call him Fan. Hey, Fant.
Are you a big fan? It's like, no, I'm skinny.
And you were talking last week about, what was that thing? About names.
Band.
In New Zealand.
Yeah. Like Satan.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember if you,
Captain.
Mentioned any of these, but the 2012 in America, Jacob, number one spot for the 14th consecutive year.
I know a fucking shit ton of Jakes, dude.
Yeah, and they're all 14 and under.
No.
Wow.
I know Jakes from 14 to 40. No. My two Jakes, no. I know Jakes from, I know a little Jacob.
There's all sorts of little Jakes. Jakes all over.
And Jacob was a Bible name. Actually, one of my forefathers that we talked about from back there in Virginia, back in the 1800s, was Jacob Guile.
Oh, really?
So even people, and it's a biblical name, Jacob.
Mason and Ethan, also popular.
Okay.
And for girls, Sophia, Emma, and Isabella.
Sophia is Jaden's girlfriend, actually.
Yeah, the fastest rising names.
What?
Are some of the ones that were some of the ones that you mentioned the other day.
Which ones?
Major.
Ooh.
Messiah.
I know a Major.
King and Maverick.
Huh.
That's aggrandizing names. He said, we've pretty much run out of presidential names, all the Jeffersons and Jacksons and Madisons, so we're moving on to the aristocracy, I guess, or to the military.
Well, if that's all they can come up with, then I guess that's what we have to deal with for the future of our children.
Another one, a fast rising girl name is Araya, possibly inspired by Game of Thrones. Araya Stark. Aria, A-R-Y-A.
That's a name of a guitar. Is that your address?
Yeah.
All right, just checking. Yeah, there's, I don't know, man. I just wish that people would maybe just stick with some regular names once in a while. There was a big influx of a name. I hope you didn't mention it because I was kind of sidetracked there for a second. Nevaeh. Have you heard that for a girl?
No. But,
you know what that is?
Uh-uh.
It's heaven spelled backwards.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it.
Which Nevaeh is kind of a cool sounding name.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like any name that should be a name, but it doesn't sound like Akbar.
It's a good name.
It sounds kind of...
It'd be Vea.
Yeah.
Or
Nev.
Yeah.
Campbell.
Yeah. Also popular big risers and girls were Perla, Catalina, and Elisa.
Nice.
And rapidly losing popularity are Braden, Yahir, Kieran for boys, and Dulce, Michaela, and Estrella.
Estrella.
Estrella for girls.
Australia?
Yeah.
I named my daughter Australia.
So... Now, wouldn't people, if you name your kid Messiah, some people are going to freak out.
Oh, yeah. That's
like teachers, they're like, if you had a religious teacher, they probably wouldn't even call you.
Right. They'd have to call you Mr. or something or whatever.
Yeah. Mr. Wigglebottom.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
So moving back a little bit, what would be the better band name gimmick? Yeah, Piss Boner, like an angry punk band.
Love that. Or a two-man folk punk duo.
Yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
is coming soon.
Or McDoobies with songs about weed.
McDoobies?
Yeah, remember we had the McDoobie Brothers last week, I said.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so I was, oh, McDoobies.
Yeah,
McDoobie
I like,
Brothers.
I think I like Piss Boner better.
Piss Boner is a good one. We have our 87th country, the Philippines.
Well, we went from 83 to 87. Last time I knew it was 83.
Yeah, we busted up big time
after
the Al episode. Which I can't explain the popularity of it. I tried like...
Yo, son, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, a lot of it came from iTunes.
Oh.
So I don't, you know, I mean, I know that, you know, Al throws it around, and a lot of people listen because of Al.
Yeah.
That episode is like 250 listens.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
You're a popular owl.
Woo, where's the surf reports?
Yeah, we need those.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, did you...
I wanted to say, Magandang Ra.
Magandang Ra.
No, Magandang Ara.
Magandang Ara.
That's how you say something in the Philippines. But they usually speak... they just speak...
There's
no other word for hello. I think I said good evening.
Oh.
Or good morning.
Well, they might be listening to this at night. Hey, did you watch The Office this last week?
Yes.
On Thursday? Were you disappointed? Do you agree with one of my friends who said, could somebody just shoot The Office and put it out of its misery?
I said 2 weeks ago, I said, if there is any story that has a sappier ending than...
Dude, it's getting worse.
Return of the King.
Oh, it's going to beat that.
Yeah, I said, then it's The Office.
After Thursday's episode, it definitely has it.
When he went and said, I need you guys to do me a big favor, I was like, oh, no, you're not. I don't want to see that, because you show that every fucking year. You show the clip of Pam and Jim all on each other.
W-W.
And it's like, sure, you know, you're wrapping it up, and you made them all get along all of a sudden for some reason.
And not that it matters because it's turned into such a shitty ending, but spoiler alert. I can't believe Angela and Dwight are getting married. He proposed to her with her butt bullet ring.
Yeah.
This ring was pulled from my grandmother's buttocks. Ooh. What? What? Grandma's butt ring. Yeah, but I did get to watch...
I didn't see that coming, though.
No, I didn't.
You know, but...
I thought maybe
is
Oscar,
that the last episode is them going to be getting married then?
I don't know. It's a two-hour thing this Thursday.
Because it really seems like they... I was wondering because...
Oh, they said they're going to flash forward 6 months.
Oh. Because, all right, that's right. Because they just, at the end of this last one, they're like, we're watching this in the bar.
Yeah.
And they're all... You know, you hear the first episode in the background.
I had three affairs over the last 7 years, and if you find my body, my wife did it. And then you stick it up your butt. Poor Stanley. But yeah, I did get to watch, I didn't watch the second episode of Marin, but I watched the first one. That was pretty good. We didn't get to talk about that last week. But
yeah.
Did you said you liked it, right? Okay, it was all right.
I thought it was pretty funny. Said I'd watch it again, and I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I thought it
was pretty dark for a first episode of a series.
Yeah, but
it is IFC, so it's not like ABC or whatever.
He came up with some funny scenarios, like the cat shitting in the box and then trying to take it in a place to clean it up, and then seeing his ex-wife and just all that stuff.
Do you really believe that, like, I know it's kind of glorified for a story, but, like, he would really go out and buy all that stuff just to, like, crawl into the crawl space?
Maybe. Who is this guy?
And why didn't Leary just go in there and grab it? Just like, dude, you're not going to do it. Let me just walk in there. And then the one guy just, I'll do it, sir.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny. It'll probably get better as it goes, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll watch it again, the next episode for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and since you made fun of me that one time, I'm going to talk about it. Ron Funches is opening for Anthony Jeselnik and Tig Notaro and someone else this weekend.
Oh, right on.
And
what did I make fun of you for?
Oh, that one time you were just joking, but you said, fuck, this might as well be the Ron Funches podcast. Just say something about it. Because I was giving you shit earlier.
Yeah, that was funny.
We had, that was a tension-building episode.
Yeah, I forgot about it, that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You're like, fuck, what is that, Ron Funches? I was like, I have a man crush on that guy. But they did get picked up for sure for NBC for the full, at least one season for Undateable on NBC with Ron Funches. He's on a full-fledged NBC fucking sitcom now.
Right on, so he'll be a regular on TV?
Yeah.
Right on, that's cool. Congratulations,
well, he's
Ron
Funches.
Star of the Ron cast.
Yeah, yeah. Ever since he was on Conan, he just kind of blew up after that, moved to L.A., and a lot of people moved to L.A. and struggle, and he struggled a little bit. He probably isn't rich by any means, but he's on that Disney show, and he's on...
He seems to be doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, and he's only been doing comedy about 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an inspiring story.
Mac-a-ding-a-raw.
Yeah, yeah, so on Wednesday, we're going to be having some guests in the studio via the podcast cast with Seth and Dylan. Oh, shit. It's actually the podcast cast with Seth Milstein.
Yeah.
No mention of Dylan until he says, and I don't know how many times you've listened. I don't want to throw you under the bus, but they have a thing at the very beginning when he says, I'm Seth Milstein. With me, as always, is my co-host, Dylan Flynn. And then one time there was silence for a long time. And he goes, hi, Dylan. He goes, hi, Seth. And he's like, God, you made me wait forever. And then he's like, yeah, we have a thing where we worked it out where when I say, with me, as always, is my co-host, Dylan Flynn, he is supposed to wait for me to say, hi, Dylan, before he says, hi, Seth.
Uh-huh.
And so he's pretty much at the mercy of Seth. He could say, with me, as always, is my co-host, Dylan Flynn.
Yeah.
Hi, Dylan. Hi, Seth.
Toying with him.
This is my Dylan voice. I can't do it very good, but he has a definite lisp. He's watching the Kraft Channel. Oh, Lordy.
I did listen to some bits and pieces the other day as I was mixing...
Yeah.
And checking stuff.
They have a good time. They laugh a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dylan laughs a lot.
Enjoying it.
He's like the Bob and Tom of their podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. You were saying you wanted to interview Suri, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you talking about Suri, Tom Cruise's daughter?
No. No.
Because
I am not.
She is 7. Did you know that?
No.
How many
I did
months
not.
Is that?
Well, 7 times 84. 12 is 84. Yeah.
She is, starting
84 months old.
She is,
she's a fashionista.
Starting a fashion line.
Oh, I was just kidding when I said she's a fashionista and I got it out before you actually said the real news.
I know.
I would not like to have an interview with her. I would like to have an interview with her mother one-on-one in my bedroom with my wife, of course.
The deal said we were worth $2.3 million.
Whoa.
7 years old.
That's just stupid. It's bad enough when a 7-year-old has an iPhone, let alone an income of $2.5 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both mom and Katie Holmes stylist Jean Yang are going to be involved. So apparently they're riding. It's probably Jean Yang. I want to get my fashion line out there. Let's attach it to your kid.
If I can be blunt, that's fucked. They
well, this is how it started. Apparently, the initial idea was for Suri to blog about fashion.
She's
but the plan changed
eight.
After she started sharing her fashion ideas.
That's bullshit. She can't be. She's too young to blog.
This just means her drawings will now become a reality.
Well, whatever.
Well, I mean, how you're 7 years old. So if you're drawing some like
stick figures
in a dress, and you're like
whatever color she slaps on it. That's the fashion.
Yeah, we'll make a dress after what you just drew there.
They should make it look all kid drawing, like a dress that just looks like a kid drawing. It'd be hilarious. It'd be like, that just looks like a kid drew that. I know, that's the deal.
It's made out of paper mache.
See, now her name is Suri. I want to interview with Siri.
Oh.
And if I could choose over a popular celebrity or... Did you know whose voice Siri is?
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard that it's Steve Jobs' wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Makes sense.
Yeah. She's like, hey, Siri, could you please give me a hand job? I'm sorry. I do not do those kind of activities. I could direct you to the nearest hostel, as long as you don't mind going to a hostel. Did you hear that they fucking decided who won the $1 million for the Frito-Lay flavor of the new flavor? Thank God it wasn't Chicken and Waffles. Chicken and Waffles did not win.
It was the
cheesy garlic bread.
Right on.
And a Wisconsin librarian won at least $1 million because she'll either get $1 million or 1% of the flavor's net sales this year, whichever amount is more.
Wow.
That's nice of them. Usually it's whichever item is less, you know.
Or whichever is first.
Yeah. Petito, you say petito, I say potato. The chip-eating public picked their idea of a cheesy garlic bread flavor over chicken and waffles or sriracha sauce flavor.
Sriracha!
Yep. And so the two runners-up each win $50,000. That's a lot of money, man. Damn it.
That is.
Eva Longoria served as a judge in early rounds of the contest. Who cares?
Speaking of judges...
Yeah.
Sad news for you.
What?
Yep. Randy Jackson leaving Idol after 12 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he died. I heard that they're getting 4 new judges.
Yeah, the other judges might be joining them.
In solidarity.
But who are the current judges? Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and Keith Urban? Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I was Randy Jackson, I would be running too.
See, I heard that he's got his own show coming out. It's about this dog that ran across this tree. It's called Pitchy Dog.
Huh. Pitchy Dog? Pitchy Dog!
That's the name of his new show.
You got a pitchy dog?
It's about this canine that got rubbed up against a tree in the forest, and he got Pitchy Dog. And every episode is just how they're getting the pitch out of the dog fur.
And then he joined Journey.
He's like, God damn it, I told you, don't stop believing. I played that song in 83. Now let's get that pitch out of your fur, dog.
Yeah, come on, dog.
Well, now's a good time as any talking about that famous motherfucker. We'll hit some celebrity birthdays, and I was blown away by the age of this next one, and he's a favorite actor of ours, you and I both, because it's been pronounced on the show, Mr. Harvey Keitel. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You share a birthday with Dustin Gatchel's mom.
You do.
How old do you think he is?
He was born in 1947.
Okay, that is incorrect.
You
were only 8 years off. He's 74.
What?
I know, isn't he? Doesn't seem that old, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Now, this next celebrity, I thought for some reason, just because of the length of time he's been in the limelight, would be older, but he can't see us, but he could listen to our show. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
I just called
to spade your pets.
Ooh. So how old do you think he is? Obviously, I blew it. I always go in chronological order from the oldest celebrity to the youngest, so he is younger than 74.
68.
Is 63.
Whoa!
And then this next pseudo-celebrity...
I would have guessed the other way
exactly,
on those
yeah,
two.
Exactly, but he got popular when he was 14. Little Stevie Wonder.
That's wrong.
And he was the first to be...
people were looking at him, fantasizing about
like
that kid.
Little Wayne, I mean, Lil Wayne and Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, it all started with Lil Stevie.
Lil John.
Lil Stevie Wonder, but it wasn't Lil. It was Little Stevie Wonder. And he was as black as the rest of them. Lil Abner was a white girl in a fucking cartoon. Lil.
Mm-hmm.
And Lillian. Lillian. And also coming to Brownsville this summer, Hootie, Darius Rucker.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Right on.
Darius Rucker, it's his birthday today as well. And he is, I'm not even going to let you guess. Well, go ahead. I started to say, so that could be 50 or 40.
47.
That's it. That's right. He's 47.
I'm a big fan.
We have a winner.
I've read their bio and book many times.
And now here, dead celebrity, but I miss him, love him. He's a death metal icon, and he's dead. Chuck Schuldiner would have been 46 today. He died when he was 33.
Legendary.
I can't believe it's been 13 years since he died, but...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Give me... I don't know anything about Chuck. I know death.
Okay, he started...
But, it's a little heavy for me, so I don't know anything about that, but I know he's like... The guitarist of guitarists in death metal, right?
And as far as vocally, he pretty much invented the death metal bear growl sound. Not invented it, but he was one of the first ones to ever do it, and that's why they call it death metal. They're from Florida, early to mid-80s, 83, 84. They had a couple incarnations. They released a demo. Then he moved to San Francisco to try something new. And he actually hooked up with DRI's drummer for a short period of time, and they jammed together for a while, which is weird. Didn't work out. Then he hooked up with the guy from Autopsy and recorded the first album, which is Chris Reifert. And this is all coming from a memory, you guys. I'm not even fucking reading, obviously, because I paused there. But then Autopsy came about, which is Chris Reifert's band. He stayed in California, and Chuck moved back to Florida and regrouped, and then they kind of took off after that. But, yeah. He would have been 46. I can't believe it's been 13 years. I already said that.
Yeah.
Also, Buckethead. Don't know anything about him, including his real name, but he's 45. I can.
Do you ever see that picture of him without his makeup and mask on or whatever?
I think I saw a video on YouTube of him talking.
There's the old, remember when...
Michael something?
They might still do this, but a Guitar World or a Guitar Player, they used to do, like, you could send in your profile and they would, like, show a picture and then, you know...
Right.
A little half a column on
tiny back little
random player that
a little bio.
Yeah, and he was in there, and his fingers are like twice the length of any other finger.
They're Jimi Hendrix fingers.
No, literally, like twice as long.
Really though, in real life,
I don't know. Just in the picture is what it was.
Okay, well,
I mean, this is way before he was famous or anything like that. He was just a.
He was just a bucket head.
He was just a
chicken
piece.
He was a three-piece boneless chicken wing.
I saw in KFC they have those boneless chicken things now, right?
Yeah. I eat the bones.
Now, what the...
I eat the bones!
Imagine this. They sell a bucket of chicken half and half.
Yeah, half bones, half no bones.
Yeah.
What
so,
happens?
I mean, well, you're eating ones with no bones. You're sitting there, you forget. And then next thing you know, you're chowing
chomping
down
bones.
On one with the bones. You're like...
Now, isn't a boneless piece of chicken just basically a chicken strip?
Yeah.
Formed into a piece that looks like a thigh or a leg?
Which is exactly what chicken nuggets do.
Yeah. You could just put it into any shape you want it. Because they have dinosaur-shaped... they used to have the dinosaur-shaped nuggets at Burger King.
Yeah.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Or the Stars.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of DOA?
The band DOA.
Yeah.
They're a punk band, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I'm not a fan, but I don't own any of their stuff, so I'm not familiar with any of their... I couldn't name one of their songs.
My point is they're on Farewell Tour.
Oh. I noticed that you sent me a message saying that they had a show coming up.
Yeah, I was checking out Cascade Tickets.
Are they a
had a bunch of different shows, a bunch of Mike Thrasher shows.
Do you know anything about DOA? Are they a California-based punk band?
I think so. They're DOA back in like Dead Kennedy days, right?
Yeah, that's what comes to my mind is a California-based punk band, but I may be incorrect. I'm not sure. What do you know about DOA, Hans?
Yeah, Hans.
We haven't talked to you all day.
Hans is
We've been talking
Hans?
To you.
Hans? I woke up the other day.
Hans!
I had a text from you, Hans. I was like, whoa, We've moved to the next level.
Oh, shit. He texted your phone. I think he actually asked me for, like, your number once.
Yeah. And I replied with a fact, and I don't know if you know this fact either. The regular show, you ever watch that?
No.
Cartoon Network?
No.
It's fun. Mark Hamill, many voices on there.
I did not know that, but he told me that at PRAX the other day, and then I told him many voices, at least three on Metalocalypse as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he must be working pretty hard over there at Cartoon Network doing his whiny voice that he used in Star Wars so much.
Yeah, but I don't, like, I tried to listen to it, and, you know, I don't know what. I tried to hear Mark Hamill in the voices that he does on Metalocalypse, mm-hmm. and I couldn't. I didn't hear it. But whatever. So, yeah, I was going to try to bring this thing back, but I was not where to go. Where is it? Well, here it is. It's been a while.
Sidetracked, but...
What's in Hans' CD player?
It's been a while.
Hans' CD player?
Got a spot.
We got Al with us, too, right now.
Hans! We're going to find out.
Not really, but since he boosted our listens so much, we put him on right now.
Hans is?
What's in Hans' CD player?
Hans is?
What's in Hans' CD player?
It's like having him right here.
I know.
Find out right now.
I'm just going to
By the way, Hans is booked for June 2nd.
Did he ever turn that down yet?
No.
Okay,
neither is Pat.
Yeah, I heard they're both going to come in together.
Mm-hmm.
Pat will drive up here to Albany. Maybe he could bring Tristan with him.
Oh, wow. Are they back from Alaska?
Supposed to be back within 2 weeks.
Wow, that would be a great guest.
Yeah, he would probably talk our ear off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Are they now, you mentioned something, maybe they're back permanently?
Yeah, I think they're trying to come back forever.
For our listeners... friend and his family, his children moved up to Alaska with their mother. And
he was devastated, pretty much.
Yeah, and Alaska is a crazy place. And so they're considering moving back down, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd be stoked to see him, Grace and Tristan. Mm-hmm. The mom's still crazy, but whatever. She posted something the other day on Facebook about having a protective order against some boyfriend of hers up there, and... just weird. So shit's still going down. So you know she's going to bring that shit down here, and shit's going to be going down here. But whatever, he'll get to see his kids, so that's cool. Anyway, back to what's in Hans' CD player. It's Monday, so you know he's listening to a fucking band I've never heard of. I talked a lot without breathing. This is called Martyrdod. Martyr? D-O-D. Yeah. One word, Martyrdod.
Your Martyrdod?
Your mother died.
Is that it? No, I was doing
I heard your Martyrdod.
What's his name?
Martyrdod.
Randy Jackson.
Pitchy dog.
Yeah, your Martyrdod.
I've got bad news, your Martyrdod. Your mother died. It's Mother's Day yesterday. He's listening to an album that is named after one of Void's songs.
Okay,
or else he stole it from them because Hans wrote it. Hans wrote a song.
Consummation.
Nope, Hans wrote a song, lyrics, on that same album that Consummation is on.
In Extremis.
Yep.
That was my first guess, but I was like, that doesn't sound like somebody else would.
Well, that's actually from a John Donne, D-O-N-N-E, poem from back in the 1600s in Extremis. Who thems though thou for, I don't know, you never hear Void talking like Shakespeare, but you do on that song.
Huh.
Lance says, for with whom thou thine. He uses all these weird, Hans, way to go, buddy. Napalm Death also has a song called In Extremis. And I had a bunch of CDs in my CD magazine the other day, and I had a lot of quotes from people, comments saying, nice selection, here's what I'm listening to. And then a guy that I kind of know, who I know him from Facebook more, Andrew Stubbs.
Hey!
Andrew, he claims Domesticide was one of the best death metal bands out of the Eugene area, so he's kind of my friend. I like him because he said nice stuff about my band. But he said, great selections, except for the Cars.
What?
Yeah, because I was listening to Candio by the Cars. That's what's in my
meeting. Well, if you're going to listen to a Cars album, that's the album to listen to.
And Robert Johnson, not the old blues guy, but local Robert Johnson, he said, the Cars rock. And I said, thank you, Robert. They do indeed rock.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew didn't say anything, so I shut his ass
and
down.
And then Patrick Thomas Perkins liked both comments.
Dude, he... There was something going on because he didn't like something else, and somebody said something on the comic board about he didn't like something, and they were kind of worried. It reminded me of you, but
yeah,
he just likes everything on the internet.
It doesn't matter what it is. We were going to have a... Oh, yeah. So that I'm glad you brought him up, because there was a funny thing on the Portland Comic Board where they said, what animal does your last name rhyme with? And all these people were putting, you know, what their... I put crocodile, rhymes with guile, kind of. And somebody said, hey, Patrick, merkins kind of resemble an animal. I said, come on down to Patrick Thomas Perkins' House of Merkins.
Oh, that'd be great.
Get your favorite pussy toupee on layaway.
Dude, now that's a pilot you were shooting right there.
Yep, Patrick Thomas Perkins' House of Merkins.
NBC would pick that up.
House of Merkins with Patrick Thomas Perkins. The best layaway on a pussy toupee.
I listened the other day to probably the first half because it got kind of crazy.
What was it?
Them or Us by Frank Zappa.
It is crazy, isn't it?
It was just like...
There's some disco-y sound and bass shit.
It wasn't bad, but like halfway through, I'm like, man, this is a lot to take in. Like, you know, it's a lot to take in.
It is. That's a one way
to the old headspace. I was like, I'm enjoying it, but I'm just overwhelmed. I feel like I should stop and just take in what I've listened to so far.
Yeah, see, I played it about last week sometime. It was in one of my mixes, and I listened to my 6 discs on random.
Uh-huh.
So that makes it a little easier to take in. You know, you might hear something like Whippin' Post, which is pretty basic, and then...
But that's it. I've listened... I didn't hear it that night, but I listened to that version before. It was pretty fucking...
Yeah, he spices that song up like a motherfucker. And that singer has a really powerful, high, good guy voice for being a high singer. But
I took some notes, and so if people want to know about that, they should check out the ZappaCast in about...
8 months.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
We don't know, but somewhere between 3 weeks and 8 months from now, I will be having a show about that album, which never did find out if any listeners know any storyline about the cover, which has
a
dog.
Did.
Oh, with the ketchup and the salt shaker?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you posted it from your account, which kind of gets put into the posts by others' feed, and so the people on the ZappaCast didn't see that, so I reposted it as the ZappaCast, and we got a ton of stuff.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that. What's it about?
It's
was it Cal Schinkel? No, it was some chick.
No, it was somebody that had done the art, and then he commissioned, or he bought the art, I think, or something. It's
part of
a 3-part series of albums with that dog, Francesca, or something like that. Some people had, you know, there's... About 4 or 5 different people that put some pieces together, and then one of them said, fuck it, just enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And then another person said, now explain one of Cal Schenkel's pieces to me.
Yeah. And then on the back, it's got him with like a green oven mitt.
Yeah, because, well, what's the name of the album?
Them or Us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good. I remember, I see, yeah, he's... Something weird about the Met, too, isn't it? Like, is it a
I thought
puppet?
It was like a one-glove Michael Jackson reference of some sort,
maybe.
I don't know.
It's so weird, because it seems like we boosted right past all that 70s stuff. And I was probably Valley Girl is probably the height of his mainstream popularity, right?
Biggest hit single ever, yeah.
And so after that, I mean, he didn't really ever match that success, except for maybe posthumously when Strictly Commercial was really pushed onto the mainstream.
But then all the other stuff that was coming out was so eccentric.
Uh-huh. Ryko, was it a Ryko or Rhino? One of the two.
Maybe a little of both.
Was trying to push like the reissues.
I think it's a Ryko disc.
Yeah, I bought some of those at
that
time.
But I think Rhino distributed some of them,
too.
Yeah. Rhino. See, we'll do all of our speculating here, and then we'll get all our facts straight, and then do the ZappaTagCast.
Rhino has done some crazy stuff in the past. Do they still put stuff out?
Yeah, they're the ones that actually are talking about picking up Andrista's DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool, because I've already forgot what the name of it was.
Rhino.
Oh, yeah. They did a lot of, like, Dr. Demento stuff back in the day. I remember getting their catalog back when... Music places. Remember, you'd get those. You'd see that ad in the back of like Metal. Well, Metal Maniacs was almost like a later magazine, right?
Yeah.
But you'd see like a circus, and you'd see like send for my list of tapes. And then you'd get like this, just a printout of a few pages, just ransacked of bootleg tapes and like imports and stuff. And you'd just be like,
I don't
know. Whoa, look at all those.
How can I get my hands on some of that shit?
Yeah, look at all that Metallica stuff that no one's ever heard of.
It's all the same crap, though.
It is. Well, you can't tell that when all you got is a mail order piece of paper going by.
Now you got eBay and shit, and you can look at the details and like, wow, this is all the same songs, just in a different order. Wow, there's 45 Nirvana things? Oh, but they're all just the same songs?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Same takes and everything.
Huh. Oh, and all the best stuff was taken to that box set. Oh.
Oh.
I would have known that.
I would have just bought the one. All right. Well, hey, we haven't mentioned this. Go check out Pizza Now. I think we're going to go get some pizza now. I'm feeling
heck
a little,
yeah, man.
I'm feeling a hunger pang. And Complete Ag Resolutions, thanks to those guys. I don't know if we're finished here or not, but I guess we kind of are. We got shit to do. That's funny. I put a note. We already talked about it, though. It was called, the note said, as I lay killing my wife. Oh, funny, funny. Yeah, but thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Now, Complete Ag Resolutions. Hopefully you're listening here at TagCast Podcast. If not, you're listening on iTunes, which is cool. And if you're a new listener to iTunes, to the TagCast Podcast comedy show, give us a review. Give us some stars if you're enjoying it. If you don't like it, just still give us 5 stars.
Yeah, do it.
It helps us.
Do that.
And then maybe they'll put us up there like they do with Seth and Dylan stuff sometimes, like new. But we're not new anymore. Veterans and noteworthy.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I have a segment I would like to do. I think I'm going to save it for Wednesday or Friday, but I just want to give it a teaser.
All right, tease me.
This is...
tease me, please me.
Dumbest pop song lyrics. And
whoa, there's a lot.
In a number 25, I'm going to see if you can guess who sang this.
Okay, I've got my eyes closed.
If I was invisible, I would be the smartest man. I don't expect you to be able to...
I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly.
That's close. It's Clay Aiken.
Ooh.
With Invisible.
He was on The Office.
If I was invisible, I would be the smartest man. Yeah. How would that make you the smartest man?
But instead, you're just gay.
Yeah.
Like, literally. You saw him, right, on The Office? What did you think about that spin of Andy going to that show? I thought that him and that chick were going to hook up or something, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looked like. Like, it was going to go in that... route.
And then he just did his desperate fucking plea at the end. And
what's Michael Scott's finale gonna be, though?
I don't think he's coming back. He said he's not.
There's
gonna.
Still rumors, though. Going
oh, really?
Around. And I thought I saw a fucking clip of him, but you know they could have showed an old clip or something. But I thought I saw him on the upcoming clip.
I think the ones that come back are coming back for the wedding because it flash forwards 6 months to Dwight and Angela's wedding. So I think that's a good way to get it, the whole crew back. But Mabel, maybe Michael and what's his girlfriend, Holly. They moved out to Colorado or something to take care of. So they probably won't make it back. Who knows?
There was I was starting to say this earlier, but all right, Michael Scott gone, and then you had Andy take over, and Andy kind of, then he disappeared.
Yeah,
he went
on a
sailing.
Boat. Yeah.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
With my dick in a box.
Oh, man, you got to check out that new Lonely Island song.
I will.
All right.
I haven't yet. Didn't know about it.
It's got James Franco in it.
Aha.
And Ed Norton.
Aha. I've been watching you, Norton.
Zach Galifianak.
Zach.
It's called... Spring break.
Well, there you go.
Party. And it's about going out on spring break and getting so fucked up, you marry a man.
I've done that, man. She had a vagina, though, but she had a penis.
Yeah, and so... oh, crap. I out-tangented myself.
Lonely Island.
Yeah, that was some funny stuff.
All right, well, tangent's a good place as any to get the hell out of here. We'll have our owners and operators of the Tangent Audio Network on Wednesday's show. Uh-huh. So that was a perfect segue. I think you did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yes.
And they are not from Tangent. Don't get confused. They're not based out of the Dixie. They are based out of Eugene, Oregon.
Dixieland.
And I believe, they wish they were in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. But I think that they have like 5 casts going on their network right now, and they're looking for help to expand it. So Look for that on Wednesday. Thanks for listening on this Monday.
I hope the sun's still out. It's been kind of cloudy.
Hot, though.
Yeah, it is. Rock on, people.
Metal. Mid?
Kinda.
Hey, all you taggots. What's going on? I'm going to tell you, and then you're going to go do it. Lots of good shows coming up in the form of comedy, rock, and heavy metal. May 16th at Lucky's in Eugene, Oregon. It's Uznia, Ninth Moon Black, and Dirt Clod Fight. Best bartender in town working down there, Joshua Finch. Eugene, Oregon at Lucky's. May 17th up in Portland at the Analog Cafe. It's the Slayer tribute band Live Undead paying tribute to fallen hero Jeff Hanneman. Spawn and the Suppression will be playing as well. The next night, May 18th, you got a couple choices up in Portland. Tormentium, Panzer God, Dead Conspiracy, and Infernus is playing at Rotcher. Some good black metal there. That's up in Portland. Also at the Wonder Ballroom the same night. Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, Beyond Creation, and Magruder Grind. I don't want to miss that. I'm hoping that I don't. Depends on my funds, but if you guys want to send me $20, I'll go for sure. May 20th at the Hawthorne Theater. It's a Monday night. It's a headbang for the highway for the Mayhem lineup. It's a battle of the bands. The winner gets to play on one of the stages at the Mayhem Tour. Our buddies in 30 Pound Test are in that, as well as Nemesis, Toxic Zombie, MRSA, not from Albany MRSA, Portland MRSA, American Roulette, Heathen Shrine, American Overdose, and a couple other bands that I can't really pronounce. Hawthorne Theater, May 20th, it's a Monday, $13 in advance, $15 at the door. May 28th, Bolt Thrower and Benediction with Portland Crust Gods Hellshock at the Star Theater in Portland. May 31st, it's Uznia again. In Portland, this time at the Ash Street Saloon with Norska, Bellwitch, and Bastard Feast. And if that doesn't float your boat, head on over to the Hawthorne Theater, also in Portland, for Fear Factory, Hate Eternal, The Lotus, and Cobra with a K. That's also May 31st. June 1st, Lamb of God, Decapitated in Terror at the Roseland Theater up in Portland. June 4th, Intronaut with Scale the Summit, Earth to Ashes, and The Odious.
Listen to Sick Daddy Radio to find out how to win tickets to that show.
You do that. All right. That's June 4th. Intronaut, Scale the Summit, Earth the Ashes, and The Odious. Hawthorne Theater. June 8th, Albumpalooza 2, fundraiser for local charity with Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Apophis Theory, Bikini, American Roulette, and Ed to Shred. It's at the Riverside Community Theater in Albany. Also that night up in Portland, World of Lies, Necryptic, Damage Overdose, and Hyborian Rage at Katie O'Brien's. June 13th, we've got Tracy Morgan at the Newmark Theater in Portland. June 14th, that's a Friday, Pantsless Comedy Show with Mike McGowan hosting at Cornucopia in Eugene. I will be performing a feature set there. The headliner is to be announced, as well as the opener. June 20th, Pauly Shore at the Wow Hall. July 3rd, Rockstar Mayhem Festival with a bunch of crappy bands like Five Finger Death Punch. But we got some good ones like Mastodon, Amon Amarth, and maybe Rob Zombie if that's your kind of thing. It's July 3rd at the White River Amphitheater in Auburn, Washington. And then July 18th, Black Flag without Henry Rollins at the Hawthorne Theater with Good For You and Piggy. Finally on my list, July 20th, 6 Feet Under, Decrepit Birth, Cannabis Corpse. Not Cannibal Corpse. That's at the Hawthorne Theater as well in the middle of July. So we're way down the line there. Tune back in next week for an updated list of plugs. And after you get home from doing all this fun stuff, you can come listen to the TagCast podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or TagCastPodcast.com. Solo, solo, solo.